Good evening, everyone. It's 1st of November, and I just thought I would do a little talk tonight on my observation of current events. You know, and this is not in any way to just dwell on the negatives, but I am into reality. I don't believe that perception is reality. I believe reality is reality. And when we look around us, we see a lot of chaos in our world, do we not? And if you look at a world map, and you look at all of the things that are out there in these world maps that are available, it gives you pause to you think, wow, it's quite amazing. A map of the world shows what's going on a lot in our society. You know, Russia is probably the largest landmass in the world as far as a country goes. And next to that, Canada's pretty big. Greenland and Denmark's pretty big landmass. United States, if you look at a map in China, compare China's larger landmass than the United States without United States territories. Now, with their territories, the United States is a little bigger. Brazil's got a big landmass. Then you've got some other countries that are a little bit less. As far as the body of land, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, India, Algeria, Libya, Argentina, Australia's got a pretty good sized lung mass as well. But all these countries have certain political affiliations, do they not? And we have seen NATO, Europe, and United States kind of coming in alignment together. And, you know, we see there's a lot of countries out there that really... Whether you're talking about France, Germany, Poland, Ukraine, Finland, Sweden, the UK, Ireland, Scotland, all of those countries are pretty much in alignment in the NATO group. But then you have another group of countries coming in alignment together. Shockingly, kind of forming an alliance, Russia, China, Iran. Seems like India is a little bit in limbo right now. And then, of course, we have a real kind of a what's going on in the Middle East has been quite a escapade right now, especially with Saudi Arabia and Jordan kind of being in limbo, as well as Egypt. But you know, the main thing that we have to think about is, we have to think about, Scripture tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. Says all these things must come to pass. I'm quoting from Matthew 24. It's says, when you see all these things begin to come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I think we could say that right now there's a lot of rumors of wars going on. We've got Lebanon attacking Israel. We have Turkey threatening Israel. And we have Iran funding Hamas. And we have Russia, of course, they're behind Iran. They are importing millions of gallons of oil from Iran. And then we have China lining up in allegiance with Iran and Russia. So we see a lot of chaos going on right now. The United States is, of course, lining up with Israel and NATO. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, we're on the cusp of World War III, are we not? I mean, it could escalate to a point of being World War III very quickly. Now we have our FBI director warning us that we're going to be, the United States is going to be attacked by Hamas. And we have all of these warmongers that can give you all the reasons why we should get involved in a war in Ukraine to protect our interests and to protect NATO's interest, especially the surrounding countries of Poland and Germany and Finland and Sweden and ultimately Spain and France over in that region. It's just amazing to me to see everything that's going on, because you have all of these factions. You know, and you've got people just really trying to take sides, so to speak, in this confrontation between Israel and Hamas, and we see a lot of civilians being slaughtered. In Hamas, over 8,000 have already been slaughtered, and 14 been slaughtered in Israel by Hamas. It's a sad, sad situation to see all the bloodshed and everything. And there's no easy answer, but we know that God is in control. We used to sing a song. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got Russia, Mongolia, China, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Turkey, Egypt, Sudan, Libya, Niger, Algeria, Australia, Poland, Finland, Sweden, Germany, Norway, Greenland, Denmark, Canada, United States, all the islands, Iceland, Ireland, Portugal, South America, Venezuela, Peru, Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, Chile, Ecuador, Central America, Mexico. He's got the whole world in his hands. It's comforting to know that he has the whole world in his hands, isn't it? So, whenever you get downhearted and you look at all the events going on in our world, Just remember that God is sovereign. He created all things, and by Him all things consist, Colossians 1. And like we said this morning in this morning's devotion, John 17, you know, all flesh is in His hands as well. He is over all flesh. That includes those he elected from the foundation of the world and those He didn't elect. That includes both the elect and the reprobate. He's over all things. In Colossians 1 it says, all things were created by Him and for Him, and by Him all things consist. In Romans 9, we're told that He's the potter, we're the clay. And in Ephesians 1, we're told that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. So with everything going on in our current events, let us never forget that God is sovereign. May the good Lord be with you tonight in a special way. God bless.